Hello, my name is Flick Beckett, and welcome to The Love of Cinema, a Picture House podcast proudly sponsored by Kia, the champion of independent cinema nationwide. Today is a really special episode as we are joined by two true masters of independent cinema, Jean-Pierre and Luc Dardenne. We are discussing the exceptional Tori and Lokita that won them the one-off 75th anniversary award at Cannes this year.
Lokita, réveille-toi. Lokita.
Oui, j'arrive.
T'es sûr que vous ne voulez pas manger avant de partir?
Non, ça va.
Toi, retour avant 2 heures.
Oui, oui.
Tu as dit que c'était dans cette école que tu avais rencontré ton petit frère.
Oui.
Il a été abandonné à sa naissance, tu l'avais jamais vu. Comment as-tu su que c'était lui?
Je vous jure que c'est ma sœur. Sans elle, j'étais mort. Pourquoi moi j'ai mes papiers et elle, elle peut pas les avoir?
So welcome Jean-Pierre and Luc Dardenne to the Picture House podcast. Congratulations on Tori and Lokita. It won the 75th anniversary prize at Cannes this year. Jean-Pierre, what are your thoughts on winning this singularly unique award and the impact it will have on your film?
Donc, nous avons un prix unique au Festival de Cannes pour Tori et Lokita. Ça, c'est une belle récompense.
Well, it's a beautiful gift, really, of an award because it's unique and it's a one-time type of award. And as well as giving us a lot of joy, of course, we hope that it's going to add to the film's weight and distribution and that it's going to reach a lot of people.
So, Luc, please, can you give us an outline of the film and why you chose to tell the story of Tori and Lokita?
Oh, big question. C'est l'histoire de deux jeunes migrants venus d'Afrique noire en Europe, en Belgique. Et ces deux jeunes migrants vont être deux amis.
So it's the story of two young migrants, two black migrants from Africa, who are going to travel to Belgium and become friends. And it became a story of friendship, and it's the importance of their friendship which is going to enable them to resist and to fight against the difficult living conditions that they're subjected to. And we chose to tell this story in particular because we'd read a lot of articles and in the news found out that among the unaccompanied minors, a huge number, hundreds of them, actually disappear. And they go underground, they disappear in terrible circumstances, in a crime world, and we believe it's absolutely unacceptable that this is happening today.
Jean-Pierre, how did you go about researching your film? And were Tori and Lokita based at all on real life individuals, or were they a bringing together of many experiences?
Nous nous sommes documentés de différentes manières. D'abord, nous avons rencontré des directrices, des directeurs, des éducateurs, des éducatrices de centres MENA.
So we did various research and different sources. First of all, we met directors and educators, people who run the centers that look after unaccompanied minors. And among the many things we read an article in a French magazine on children and adolescents, and it was specific about foreign unaccompanied minors. And the main thing we took from, and that struck us from the article we read, was how much they suffer from loneliness, and the loneliness that these children experience causes not just mental but physical illness. And that's what happens in the film in the case of Lokita.
Non. Et ça répond aussi à la deuxième partie de votre question. Tori et Lokita ne sont pas des personnes. Nous n'avons pas rencontré Tori et Lokita dans la vie réelle, mais Tori et Lokita.
So it also answers in part your question is that Tori and Lokita exist in the film, but only in the film. They're unique within the film, but there are other Tori and Lokitas who have a very real live a similar life. That the way they live is very real, and in that sense we hope that also there is friendship there among other Torian Lokitas in the world.
So, Luke, can you tell me about how you settled on the friendship being the heart of the film, and that this would be the key for us to truly empathize with their situation?
C'est quand on a décidé de faire le film sur l'amitié, c'est là qu'on a eu le film, qu'on a pensé vraiment qu'on tenait le film. Alors, pourquoi on a pensé à l'amitié?
So when we thought about friendship, that's when we decided, from the moment we decided to make a film about friendship, we knew we had it. So the idea of friendship really came through thinking of, as a migrant, when you migrate, you are looking for connections, for friendship, whether it's somebody back home or somebody you can connect, relate to and trust in the country where you're seeking refuge. And if you don't have friendship, you're really, really lonely and you're lost. And so we thought that the idea of having a friendship, with the possibility of forming such a friendship, will mean you have a better chance of survival.
Et donc, je disais que quand on a pensé à l'amitié, on a trouvé le film, c'est-à-dire que on a construit tout le film autour de l'amitié. La plantation de cannabis.
So the idea, once we started to construct the whole film around friendship, it became the main element. So when we have, for example, the cannabis plantation, it's there and it separates them. So then it goes with the plot that everything is there in terms of how can they get back together. And it's the same with the melody and the songs that link them and bring them together, and what moment in their lives they learned such a song and represents their friendship. And even the end of the film, it's a huge proof of friendship, because Lokita is really sacrificing herself for Tori. And then there's the bodies. When we saw the bodies of our two actors, we were able to construct the film around their energies and different bodies. Lokita is tall, and her body is more in taking the blows, and she suffers, she endures, whereas Tori is nervous and light and will weave his way in and out, and that was also the play between the two energies and the two bodies.
Can you tell me about Lokita's singing? It was so unself-conscious, which was very special and specific. It was almost her gift to Tori and also to us.
She's talented. C'est Joëlie a cette capacité de transmettre beaucoup d'émotions, et c'est une grande. J'espère qu'elle fera une belle.
She has Joëlie has a gift, and she has that capacity and ability to really express emotions. And when she sings, it's beautiful. And when they sing together as well, and I'm very happy that you asked this question, because it's true that it was even when we were shooting, and they were singing, she had this effect on all of us, and I hope she's very talented. I hope she has a beautiful career as an actor as well.
Luke, can you tell us about casting Joëlie Mbundo as Lokita and Pablo Shills as Tori? Had either of them acted before, and were you very clear about what you wanted?
Mais c'est-à-dire, le casting, on a vu une centaine de jeunes filles. Lokita était la 17e, premier ou deuxième jour, je ne sais plus. Et tous les deux, on s'est dit, peut-être ce sera elle. Parce qu'elle avait quelque chose.
So we saw over 100 people, and when she was, I think, the 17th on the first or second day, and we both felt that she could be it. She could sing as well, which was obviously necessary, and she also had the right sort of body. She was able to, we tried lots of things with her, tried out things, and she was able to walk with an injured foot, for example. But she also had something in her smile that she was 16 and a half at the time, but she had a very childlike smile.
Et pour Tori, c'était un peu plus difficile. Parce qu'on avait trouvé un garçon, mais qui était trop fort, parce qu'il doit se cacher dans la voiture.
So it took longer for the part of Tori. We had an idea of one person that we were interested in, but he was just a bit too big, too muscly, and you needed somebody who was going to be quite slim, because he had to be a clandestine and illegally hide in that car behind the chair, so you had to be light. And when Pablo arrived, he he immediately felt right. It took a couple of days. He had a very nervous, his nervous energy, very light. He's also really into sport, so, and can sing beautifully. So we, yeah, did the 2 days, we did things together, and then we knew it was him quite quickly.
Et comme vous dites, ils ne sont pas professionnels, ce sont deux acteurs qui n'avaient jamais joué. Et bon, il fallait qu'ils puissent faire un bon couple.
And as you say, they are non-professional actors, but they never acted in their lives. For us, the challenge was that we had never been in a situation where we had two non-professional actors as leads. We'd always had a child before with somebody who'd acted before or had some experience. So that we were a bit scared for the first 3 or 4 days, but very quickly it became very fluid and there was obviously chemistry and they worked well together.
Let's go somewhere new. See worlds we've never seen before, so that we can feel inspired. Whether you're sitting in a cinema or in one of our cars, inspiration comes when we feel something new. That's why our electrified range is designed to take you on inspiring journeys. Kia, proud supporter of independent cinema. Kia, movement that inspires.
So this story is an absolutely gripping adventure, but as a viewer, it's a horror that is real and happening to children. Can you expand on the adventure versus the reality nature of the film?
Nous, on a conçu notre film comme un film d'aventure qui se bat contre l'horreur de la réalité.
So we conceived our film as an adventure film fighting against the horror of reality. And the driving force really is this friendship they have, and it gives Tori the force, the drive to do all the things, move around and the things he does. And for us, it was a way of resisting, showing how you can resist the horror, how they fight the horror of reality through the friendship.
And Luc, this is based in Belgium, but it could be anywhere in the world. Almost all European countries are now universal in their treatment of immigrants and unaccompanied minors. What is your wish for the film?
C'est vrai que ça se passe en Belgique, mais ça peut se passer partout. La condition de migrants, surtout de enfants migrants, première fois dans l'histoire.
It could indeed happen. It happens in Belgium, but it could indeed happen anywhere or in a different European country. That it's the first time now that unaccompanied minors migrate voluntarily, before linked with families.
Before it was the father or the man, or sometimes a woman, but surtout l'homme.
But yes, overall adult, it was adult. Like an adult man, and then hoping that the wife and children would come. But this is a new precedent, and the way we're handling it is.
Et la solitude est tout à fait différente.
And it's a very different type of solitude, loneliness. Everything you left, whether it's the family, schooling, and everything, you come to a country where, yes, you're in a centre, but it is very different, and you're very lonely. And when you're 15, 16, that kind of loneliness really makes you ill.
Yeah. Yeah, she is a friendship, very beautiful. And the reality is not beautiful. But the fight between the friendships and the reality, I think the friendship is the winner. Even if the end of the movie is not very optimistic, but I think the friendship is the winner.
And can I ask you, just to talk cinematically, as filmmakers, are you able to describe each other's strengths and what you bring?
My answer will be simple. Without him, I am nothing.
It's the same answer.
So this final question is very difficult, so don't feel you have to answer. But can you remember a key moment when cinema changed your life?
I think I was 30, old for a filmmaker. I was 30 and I saw L'Intendant Sancho, by Mizoguchi. I don't know the title in English. And I was in the Cinémathèque of Brussels. And after the screening, I thought it's extraordinary in a movie to communicate this feeling, these characters, this humanity, and with a extraordinary form, not because it's a beautiful movie. And for me, I was very stick on the picture, on the screen.
Glued
on the movie, with the movie. And well, I keep this souvenir alive in me.
And what was the name of the film?
The film is
L'Intendant Sancho. The Intendant Sancho. Sancho is the name, yeah. Intendant is...
Un intendant, intendant, yes, dans le contexte.
Intendant, oh,
Mitsuguchi, yeah.
C'est, ça se passe dans, au siècle, au Moyen-Âge japonais.
Happens in Japanese medieval times.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah. Mitsuguchi.
And accept our film, because each of our film changed our life, I think. Except that, I remember it was after one of our films, a bad film. We missed all. We didn't know it was. And the editing was almost finished. I spent a few days in France, in the north, and I go to the cinema to see Van Gogh, the Maurice Piala. I saw this film and I was really, really happy to see a so beautiful film. I knew Piala, but in this time, I knew we are making a bad film, and how to make better, it was impossible. And I see this film of Piala with Jacques Dutronc. In the beginning, how it's possible to show Van Gogh, Dutronc go out of the train, and it's beautiful. He doesn't know he is Van Gogh. And it's really, really difficult when you are a filmmaker that you begin a film with a famous painter, and how it's possible to, you understand the guy who goes out of the train. He doesn't know he's Van Gogh. I was drunk. I drank a lot. Above.
Thank you so much, Jean-Pierre and Luc, for joining us on the Picture House podcast. I can't tell you how much I enjoyed Tori and Nokita. It's a life-changing film, so thank you.
Thank you.